The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
I am talking to Mohammad Rejab Sulaiman, TM1's Vice President of Product and Innovation, on how we can fast-track Malaysia's smart cities with advanced technologies. Now, Rejab, COVID-19 slowed down many smart city initiatives, but now, as we adjust, many of these are picking up again. Why is this important in this day and age?
If you look at the trend globally, we are really behind on smart cities. All around the world, smart cities are being introduced to either make government services more efficient, more sustainable and clean, or city more safe and secure. So the need is more of resolving the issues that the citizen have. It's not about the technology, it's about making the citizen life better.
What are the key challenges for smart city implementation?
There are many challenges for implementing the smart cities today. When we talk to the local council, to the city council, I can highlight three things here. There's no budget allocation. They have other priorities, so they use the budget for other things first. Second, the expertise in all these digital and smart city solution. And thirdly, they're also not quite sure which solution they should choose and which partner they should work with.
So tell me about TM1's role to support the government as Malaysia aims to be a digital nation with most cities becoming smart cities.
What TM1 can do for the government? First, we can help the city council, the local council define at their level the blueprint. What are the things to be solved first? We can help them prioritize, so we know what is immediate, what is medium term and what is long term, so that we can have a better plan to execute in phases. And we can offer them some sort of a trial, pick certain solution, validate what kind of result that we want and whether that result suitable or not to the citizen, to the council at the area.
I've been speaking to Mohammad Rejab Sulaiman, TM1's Vice President of Product and Innovation. I'm Keith Kam for BFM 89.9.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.